Remembering the Savior by Eric B. Murdoch, Church Magazines. Each week, we are blessed with the opportunity to partake of the sacrament as we attend church. In fact, it's one of the main reasons we go to church on Sunday. But do you know why the sacrament is so important? There is one thing we promise to do that makes it one of the most important and sacred ordinances in the church. Remember Jesus Christ. Think about it. Remembering the Savior is a central part of the sacrament prayers. In them, we promise that we will always remember Him, not just on Sunday, but always. As we always remember the Savior, our lives will reflect His standards and teachings, and we will also find a powerful and sustaining influence in our lives. How remembering helped one young man. For example, when an angel of God called Alma the Younger to repentance, Alma fell to the earth and could not speak or move for several days. During this time, he was tormented by the memory of his sins, but then he remembered to have heard his father prophesy concerning the coming of one Jesus Christ, a Son of God, to atone for the sins of the world. Then he said, "Now, as my mind caught hold upon this thought, I cried within my heart, 'O Jesus, Thou Son of God, have mercy on me, who am in the gall of bitterness and am encircled about by the everlasting chains of death.' And now behold, when I thought this, I could remember my pains no more." Just the thought of Christ led Alma to pray for mercy, which lifted his guilt, eased his pain, and helped him repent. Like Alma, we can turn our lives over to Christ and experience the joy that comes from living the gospel. It all begins with our choice to remember Jesus Christ and the power of His atonement. Here are five more blessings that come from keeping our promise to always remember the Savior. 1. His Spirit will be with us. When you take the sacrament on Sunday, you are reminded of the promise that if you remember Christ, keep His commandments, and take His name upon you, you may always have His Spirit to be with you. In a world full of challenges, it's easy to be led astray. But if you have the Holy Ghost with you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. The Spirit of the Lord can be your guide and bless you with direction, instruction, and protection. 2. He can give us strength to resist temptation. Our best and most sure defense against temptation is our faith in Jesus Christ. As we focus our minds on Christ, we can recognize Satan's lies and detect his attempts to deceive us. Because Jesus faced temptation but never gave in to it, we can rely on Him when we are faced with temptations. Nephi taught that those who hold fast unto the Word of God would never perish. Neither could the temptations and the fiery darts of the adversary overpower them. As we remember the Savior and His teachings, He can lift us up and strengthen us against temptations. 3. His example will guide us. Jesus doesn't just tell us where to go for eternal life. He leads the way. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Christ is our perfect example. During His mortal ministry, Jesus taught and exemplified love, meekness, humility, and compassion. He spent His time teaching, serving, and loving others. In everything He did, He was obeying His Father's will. In all things, the Savior has set the pattern for how we should live, and He invites us all to follow His example. If you ever find that you don't know where to go or what to do, remember the Savior. He said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." 4. He can help us serve others. Jesus always placed the needs of others above His own needs. He went about doing good. He healed the sick and helped those around Him. When we remember Jesus, we remember the acts of selfless service that defined His life. We also remember that He has asked us to serve Him by serving others. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. The Lord will open your eyes to see those around you who could use your help. You will also be guided in how you can best serve them. Your life will be happier and more fulfilling as you give small and simple acts of kind service, Serving others will bring a sense of peace and joy into your life. And 5, we can repent. We all fall short in keeping the commandments, even when we sincerely try. But because of the life and mission of Jesus Christ, there is a way back. Remembering Jesus Christ reminds us of the gift of repentance that is offered through His atonement. Jesus invites us all to repent, and we experience joy as we turn away from sin and turn to Him. When we have a sincere desire to change and to keep the commandments, the Lord promises, "He who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more." As you partake of the sacrament, you make a commitment to always remember the Savior. The more you keep Christ in your thoughts, the more He will become the center of your life, and the more He will guide and direct you to reach your full potential. Always remembering the Savior will always bless your life. For more on the sacrament, to learn more about the Savior and the sacrament, you can read Jeffrey R. Holland, "This Do in Remembrance of Me," Ensign November 1995, page 67. Or Cheryl A. Esplin, "The Sacrament, A Renewal for the Soul," Ensign November 2014, page 12. Also, music download. Download the song "New Life" from the 2016 Mutual Theme album at pressforward.lds.org. End of the article, "Remembering the Savior," by Eric B. Murdoch, read by Wes Nelson.